Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. We are in the last week of Adar, A-D-A-R, four Hebrew letters that represents the strength and power to dwell in the presence of the Lord in our limited capacity. And so this is the last week before the calendar turns over to the month of Nisan, which will be on Saturday, March 29th. So this is the last week of joy, the last week of restoration and revelation before we step in to the acceleration of the brand new Hebrew year. There has been a lot of shifting going on in your life, a lot of wisdom and revelation receiving from the Lord. People are moving house, they're moving jobs, they're moving churches, they're feeling God pressing upon them to make a change. And that's always what happens in the 12th month of the religious calendar year, which is Adar. And now we're stepping into Nisan, which is the first month on the religious calendar. And so it's a very, very special time. As you've heard me say the last few weeks in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, God speaks to Moses and Aaron. And what does he say? He said, let this be the very first month of your year. And he said that because he was pulling them out of Egypt and he was taking them into the promised land. And he wanted to set a spiritual marker that this would be a brand new time. And guess what? It's a brand new time for you too. God is giving you a divine setup. He's saying, listen, I've pulled you out of Egypt and I'm properly positioning you into the blessings of the promised land. And I need you to get your head on straight so you can begin to step into the fullness of the blessings. If you can practice thinking and feeling and experiencing my goodness and my greatness in this new land. And when we come into the new land, there's always a time of cleansing. That's going to be Nisan 10. And this is when they took the Passover lamb. And then, of course, Nisan 14, when the lamb is killed and the blood is put on the doorposts of the homes of the people, so that the last and final plague, which is the angel of death, can pass over them. So we are coming into this month of Nisan, which is so amazing because it's where there is a total shift and God begins to show that he is the God of the promised land and not the God of Egypt. See, there were showdowns that had been going on for over a year with the various gods of Egypt when Pharaoh and Moses were going at it one to another, and every time Moses came against Pharaoh and Pharaoh attempted to have his spiritual demonic leaders begin to set forth the plague, there was always something that Moses did to counteract that. You can also read that too in the book of Exodus. But here is this last plague, and what ends up happening is that God shows himself in this through the protection of his people, through the fact that he's called his people unto himself. He is pulling them out of Egypt and he is bringing them to the promised land. So our God is not the God of Egypt. He is the God of the promised land. And so this last week, what is God doing? And let me show you that, because he is preparing your heart right now. He is properly positioning you for greater kingdom advancement. And what that means is greater levels of wisdom and understanding like Solomon had. God is working on our souls. He's reducing the power of our flesh and he's increasing the power of his spirit in our life. And so in Psalm chapter 16, and I want to read that to you. It's a powerful psalm and it's really going to bring you a lot of amazing revelation. So let me read that. Psalm 16. This is where David is delighting in the Lord. And this is what you need to be doing in order to cause your soul to calm down before we step into the brand new month of Nisan, the brand new first month of the religious calendar year. God wants this year, this last portion, this last week of the year, for you to remember that in your limited capacity, dwelling in his presence, which is what Adar is all about, that there is fullness of joy. And fullness of joy is not experienced when our flesh is continually trying to gain something. There is no joy in that. That means you're toiling. It means you're working really hard. It means you're stressing yourself out. It means every thought is about what you're going to gain. Come on, there is no peace, joy, and rest in that. So let me read to you Psalm chapter 16. I'm going to read the whole psalm, okay? Because this is what we should be meditating on prior to coming into the month of Nisan. You want your soul in that proper place of receiving kingdom. Now, kingdom is the manifestation of all things redeemed. And when Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, was buried and resurrected, he defeated sin, death, and the grave, the power of all of those things. So the Kratos power of the dominion of sin, death, and the grave has been defeated, which now means within your DNA, you can begin to rest. And in resting, you recognize that you're a son or a daughter of the King, and you have been given an inheritance. So it actually means you're just going to lift your hands up to the Lord, and you're going to say, Lord, I am a son and daughter of the King, and I'm going to receive that which you died, buried, and resurrected and ascended to give me. So this is where we practice Psalm 16. So King David, this is a Psalm of David, and he says, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, and this is what David said, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. But thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And the month of Adar is the month of joy. So I hope this month you have been developing soul practices to bring your place, your soul place, your soul, in complete alignment with the presence of the Lord and with his joy. In that, your expansion of your soul will come into that kingdom place, okay? See, God wants our soul to expand. Your soul will hold into a place of arrested development, a place of restriction when you are focused on gaining. But when we're focused on receiving, we increase our capacity for receiving more of God. We recognize that he is our pleasure. He is our lot. He is our inheritance. In him is fullness of joy. And that's what Adar is all about. It's about properly positioning us in his presence that he might be the fullness of joy in our life. Now listen, if we start off that way, the month of Nisan, then we're starting off having our faith expanded so that when we come in, then he begins to cleanse our soul and take us through the processes of Passover, processes of deliverance, these things that come in the month of Nisan, so that we can begin now to move in the promotion that God has given us. Remember, he spoke promotion over your life in the month of February, okay? And over 5 weeks, he's been cultivating that. And see, promotion is coming to a greater place of rest and freedom in Christ, all right? See, you might have been promoted in a natural place, in a job or in a new relationship or in a new ministry. All those things are part of the promotion. But the ultimate is that when you learn to rest more in God, you learn to understand the kingdom blessings that you've been given. You learn to understand the inheritance that he has given you. That's when you step into the fullness of promotion because you step into the fullness of his joy. So as we go into this new month of Nisan, let our DNA, your DNA in your soul, be fully redeemed into the next levels of greater faith capacity, greater understanding of who you are as a kingdom son and daughter. See, this is what God is preparing us for. As we have our DNA reset by the full redemption of Jesus Christ and his shed blood, we are then positioning ourselves to be sons and daughters. As a son and as a daughter, you begin to rest in God and allow him to do what it is that he needs to do in and through you. Also, what it was that he wants to give you will be more easily received by you. Instead of trying to get what you don't need, he's going to give you exactly what you need and then position you to be a giver yourself. See, the kingdom is all about giving. The culture of heaven is all about giving. But see, if we're trying to gain, then we spend too much time gaining and not enough time receiving so that we can be givers. So we've got to retrain our souls. So this is why it's so important that your soul be transformed. And so David here in Psalm 16 is saying, listen, I am not going to lend my heart to anything except for God. He's saying, listen, God is my lot and my portion. He said in Psalm 16:4, their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips. In other words, David is saying, listen, I'm not going to serve false gods here. I'm going to keep my eyes set on the Lord and who he is, and I'm going to dwell all the days of my life in his presence. That's what Adar is all about. It's about training our souls to dwell in the presence of the Lord. Now imagine that. If you're dwelling in the presence of God, and if you've been practicing how to do that, and listen, if you don't know how to do that, you need to join our dream mentors and get involved in our soul transformation classes. You need to practice the 12 spiritual disciplines because that's going to help keep your soul trained to receive. See, God has redeemed all things, but the DNA and the soul is always heading toward gain. We're always looking at how can I get more, get more, get more. It's terrible. It's called the get principle, and we teach you about it in soul transformation. You got to calm the get. And listen, I'm talking about this even with good things. God has given you spiritual gifts, but how many times do you want to get something from the gifts that God has given you, right? I need to do a whole teaching on that. See, when God's giving us something, he's giving it to us so they can pass it through us, so they can be a blessing to another person. But we'll take the gifts even that God has given us, even the spiritual gifts, and we'll use them to increase our own identity. Then what you're doing is you're trying to fill a void with the gift that God has given you instead of receiving a gift because you're full already. Now listen, there's no condemnation here in what I'm saying. The Apostle Paul had to learn this. Everybody's got to learn this. This is all part of the process of spiritual maturity and growth, all right? God is always working with us on this. The reason I can teach you guys these things all the time is because God has taught me and he's continuing to teach me. Listen, I have not arrived. You've not arrived. All of us together, we prophesy in part. We bring forth revelation and wisdom together. See, this is part of being a part of his body. It's part of learning and growing. Nobody has a whole handle on this. Just together we learn and we grow and we bring together knowledge and understanding so that we're able to bring forth the blessings of the Lord in the earth and step into the fullness of his joy. Now listen, I'm getting excited already. So Jesus is our portion and our inheritance. If you can keep your eyes focused on him as your portion and your inheritance, whoa. If he's the best thing in your life, whoa. This means that everything else becomes a place of rest. See, if he's not all of that to you, then you're going to be trying to gain a whole bunch of other stuff to fill the void because he is not your inheritance. Now we can say, oh, Jesus is my inheritance. Okay, but how much are you resting? If you're not really resting all that much, then your soul hasn't really, your mind, your will, and your emotions haven't really caught up with who you are and what God has given you. And that's why training is needed. That's why our soul transformation classes are so good, is they help get the gain out of your soul. Listen, if you're waking up every day and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get, if by the time you go to bed, you're trying to figure out how to get, you need our soul transformation classes, because they help your soul calm down. Your DNA needs to be reset into eternal time. See, Jesus already did it, right? But we have to catch up with it in the natural, which means we have to practice the disciplines, prayer, fasting, Christian meditation. That means meditating on the Word of God. We have a discipline of solitude manual that we take you through so you can learn to get silent with God. You can learn to get simplified. You can learn to get quiet. Come on, somebody that talks as much as I do, I had to learn to get quiet before God. I had to learn to receive from Him. I'm a perfect example here, listen, of what soul transformation will do for you. Especially if you've had a lot of trauma in your life, you need to have things reset. Our soul transformation classes are great for that. Go to dreamhunters.org, get signed up. They're always starting. We've got coaches that are going to walk you through it. Every single week, you get to come on a Zoom call and you get to learn and you get to grow in this area. It's going to be a blessing for you. You're going to make new relationships. Learn that God is your portion, but you got to have people to train you and help you through the scriptures. It's only the scripture that's going to change your soul. It's only hearing the Word of God, activating the Word of God, having faith increased because you know the Word of God, so that you can come out of your limited capacity for getting and step into that place of giving, receiving and giving. So the King David, what does he say? He said, listen, the lines, this is verse 6, Psalm 16:6, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. Now many of us can say that, okay? But let's learn to really rest in it. Let's make it a reality. Verse 7, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord before me always. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. In other words, you're not going to be moved by every fleshly desire. I got to have that. I got to have this. I got to have that. No, it's, or I got to get this, or I got to get that. No, it's, I've got to sit and receive from God. And if he's telling me that's for me, then I'll step into it, but I'll do it with full peace, knowing he's my lot and my portion. Then he says in Psalm 16:9, David says, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Whew, hallelujah. Hope. Then he says, for thou will not leave my soul in hell. No, you've been redeemed from hell if you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You have been redeemed. And listen, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is say this simple prayer. Say, Father, please forgive me, for I have sinned and I recognize my mistakes, and I want to be with you forever. And I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, that through his shed blood, I am now in relationship with you. And I recognize Jesus as your son who died on the cross, who's buried, resurrected, and ascended, that I might now be properly positioned as one of the members of your body, and I might be with you forever. Come on, all you got to do is pray that prayer. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, you will be saved. That's all you got to do. So just confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. So if you're doing that with me now, just go ahead and comment below or email me at info@candacesmithman.com. We want to give you a blessing for receiving Jesus, okay? So listen, he says, the King David says, listen, my soul's not going to be left in hell. Neither will I suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. In other words, he's saying, listen, I've been redeemed in every way. And then verse 11, which I love, thou will show me the path of life. That's the path of living. You see, the path of death makes us want to get. Because when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and we were cast out, we were cursed. And so we were placed within a path of death. It was actually not a path of life. There's only one way back into the garden, and that was through the flaming sword. The flaming sword represents Jesus. The way back to life, the path of life, is through Jesus. So here we have King David, who doesn't even know Jesus, yet Jesus ends up being in his line later, part of his legacy. He says, listen, God, you're going to show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So where are we seated now when we know Jesus? We're seated on Jesus's lap, and he is at the right hand. So that is how we gain access to these pleasures forevermore. How is it, according to Psalm 16:11, in thy presence is fullness of joy? Because Jesus gave us, through his death, burial, and resurrection, access. We have the Holy Spirit now on the inside of us. See, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you not only get a new spirit man. Your spirit man was dead from your natural birth. Now it becomes alive in your spiritual birth when you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. Okay, that's your prayer of salvation. That is, I'm born again in my spirit. Then his Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. When his Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you, you then have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. That was a gift from God, all right? The promise of our salvation, our eternal inheritance is the Holy Spirit. You mean now the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives us access to the fullness of his joy. And it says that we are seated at the right hand of the Father. Okay, so Jesus is there. So see, after Jesus died, buried, and resurrected, he walked the earth for 40 days. Then he told the disciples to go wait in the upper room. This is Acts chapter 2. And he was going to go up to be with his Father. He was going to take his seat, and he was going to send the Holy Spirit. And so that is what he's done. So we who believe in Jesus have received the Holy Spirit, but Jesus himself is seated at the right hand of the Father. Then the Apostle Paul tells us we're seated with Christ in heavenly places, that our life is hidden with Christ in God, that we are now seated as the church on Jesus' lap at the right hand of the Father. We are not separated from him. We are with him. We are in him. The Apostle Paul talks about this in the book of Romans, and we go through it a lot in Dream Hunters and Soul Transformation. Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8. It's part of our book, Soul Transformation, Your Personal Journey. You can get a copy of it on Amazon or go to our website. You can get a PDF file. If you're anywhere overseas, get the PDF file. It's less expensive. You can read it on your phone, on your iPad, whatever. But it has within it the structure for understanding how to defeat the get principle and how to rest in the presence of God. And so I just want to encourage you, this is the month to learn to rest in the fullness of God. We're coming down to the last couple of days before we step into Nisan. Let's end Adar with a bang. Let's end Adar knowing that we have not only been promoted in the spirit, but that we are stepping into a new level of positional promotion. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father in the fullness of his joy. And so I just want to pray that for you right now in the name of Jesus. As you are ending Adar, as you are ending the 12th month on the Hebrew calendar, I just want to place blessings upon your life, and that you would have your DNA reset. You would have your mind, your will, and your emotions reset to the full redemption of eternal time, eternal life, that Jesus already did it for you, but now you're going to step into it, that you would go to next levels of spiritual sight and spiritual hearing so you can tap into this place of no gain. No gain. It's where you stop churning to get something, and it's where you learn to rest and receive. Now, it's not a lazy place, and it's not a place of I don't have to work. It's not that kind of place, okay? It's a place of completeness and perfection and fullness where your soul no longer is in that place of anxiety and fear and shame and guilt and strife and confusion and manipulation and always trying to get something from somebody or somewhere or somehow or get attention or get noticed. Come on, somebody help me in this place. But see, you're going to the place of the fullness of joy, which means he's your lot and he's your inheritance. It's not even the spiritual gift that God gave you. Listen, I know you're a great evangelist. I know you're an awesome prophet. I know you're a great apostle and you're a great teacher and you're a great pastor. I know you're a great healer and you're a great administrator and you speak really well in tongues and that people get saved, healed, and redeemed every time you're around. But listen, He is your lot and he is your portion. Even the use of his gifts, so that the gifts of God, the offerings unto the Lord, would be holy and pure and righteous before the King. We have to even let go of gaining our identity from our spiritual gifts. Somebody help me in this place. See, you can't be trying to get anything from the gifts that God has given you. They're completely for another soul to be saved, healed, and redeemed. It's great to have the joy of seeing amazing things happen when you happen to be around, but God doesn't want you to position yourself to only be excited about the outcomes that come when you use your spiritual gifts. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. God wants you to be excited just because you know him and just because he's positioned you where you're seated with Jesus on his lap in heavenly places, and he is your lot and he is your portion. Come on, you want to start to walk in the glory of the Lord? You want to start to see God do the miraculous around you without you having to be a part of it at all? Oh my gosh, just position yourself with God and he is going to release his glory. And listen, this is what he wants to do during this time. The earth is in revival and the earth is in reformation. And the next thing that's going to happen is the glory of the Lord is going to be released when the people of God learn to rest. See, glory isn't released because we're trying to work it out. Glory is released because we learn to rest. And what are we resting from? We are resting from the curse of the fall of man, where all things have been redeemed, and now our soul and our DNA are restructured and changed into a place of no longer getting, but simply of knowing we are son and daughter of the inheritance. Come on, I got to speak that over your life right now. You are a son and daughter of the inheritance. Your father is not pleased with you because of the great things that he even does through you. He can do those without you. He's pleased at how much you position yourself to just be loved by him and recognize that he is your lot and portion, and that all of your pleasure and delight are in him. Come on, somebody needs to help me here. See, what easy rest is that? Just to know that he is our lot and he is our portion, and the fullness of him and in him is everything. Come on, somebody needs to hear this right now. Share this with a friend, because somebody needs to get excited about the fact that they can start resting. They can stop working so hard and they can rest in the name of Jesus. All right, I'm excited right now. So Adar is all about the joy, resting and positioning ourselves to rest in that place of the presence of the Lord in our limited capacity, and he begins to stretch us. It's dwelling in the strength and power of God in our limited capacity. And then guess what? You're no longer limited, but you become full and you become whole and you become righteous and you become pure, and everything that you do becomes pure. And then you can begin to start enjoying God forever, which is what he says. The chief end of all things is to enjoy God forever. Come on, that's what Solomon said, all right? It's been adjusted a little bit, but that's basically what he said. All right, so listen. Join us for our soul transformation classes, our dream hunters classes. If God is calling you to be a biblical life coach, you can help some other people get out of their mess and go through soul transformation. You need some training. We credential biblical life coaches. So reach out to us at dreamhunters.org. Get signed up today. We're going to get you in a class. We're going to get you a credential. Then you can start a kingdom business. We're going to teach you then how to do that. So this is a blessing. Some of you are already counselors or already coaches, but you want to learn how to coach, do faith-based coaching, how to do Christian life coaching. Well, this is going to help you be able to do that. Some of you are just going, you know what? I want to help people on the street. I want to just have coffee with my friends and be able to help my friends. I just want to run a small group, and I want to know the essence of being able to run an effective small group where I can know and understand what people are going through and I can help them. Some of you are going, I want to help people that are traumatized and their souls are stuck. Come on, this is going to help you. Okay, so these classes will help you. Go to dreamhunters.org. Get signed up. For those of you who do not have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you got to get a copy now because we're getting ready to come into Nisan. And the first chapters, right? The first three chapters explain the whole understanding of the Hebrew calendar. And then we start going through the prophetic revelations for a whole year. They start on the first day of Nisan. That's coming on Saturday. So get your copy today. Come on, go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. Get a hold of this book. Listen, I have people all over the world that write me and tell me how much this book is a help to them. And that every day they're reading their prophetic revelations, they're keeping up with the Hebrew calendar, they know what day it is, they know what God is doing in the atmosphere. They're going to know if they look at Adar, the last week, that this is a week of the fullness of joy and these great things that God is doing because he's pulling together the month of Adar. Then those who have the book are going to know on the first day of Nisan that things are starting, the cleansing process is starting, okay? So we went through a promotion, and then this month God restored to get us back into that place of dwelling in his presence, and we're stepping into fullness of joy. The month of Adar was a month of joy indeed, and now we're coming into Nisan. So you want to find out all of these things, get a copy of that book. I also have MP3 files that go with it if you're interested in learning about all the feasts, because the Feast of Passover is the first one that comes up. Comes up immediately within the first 14 days. And I talk about giving Passover offerings. You should be setting aside a Passover offering unto the Lord during this time. Three times a year, the word says we come before the Lord and we bless him with an offering. And one of those is Passover. We're coming up on that in about 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. You want to make sure that you have a Passover offering. Seek the Lord and say, Lord, what is my offering going to be? And give it to a ministry that is a blessing to you, okay? Sow that seed into the Lord, okay? It's into the Lord, all right? Yes, it's going to bless one of his ministries, okay? But his ministries represent his seed, his ground, where seed goes in. So I want to encourage you to do that. Get a copy of that book and get in alignment with the Passover offerings that are coming. So we have the Dream Hunters classes. We have the book, and we have my Ascension classes. All right, hallelujah. If you're watching this, you're not too late for Thursday, March 27th, Ascension Call. You've got 2 more days to sign up quickly. Actually, you don't have 2 more days. You've got about 24 hours to sign up and us to get you that Zoom link so that you are able to join us on March 27th, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. And you need to seek Google to find out what that is in your nation. I know Australia and New Zealand, it's going to end up being on Friday. But if you're in Africa or if you're in Europe, it will indeed be on Thursday. But it's going to be either really late at night if you do the 6 o'clock class, or it'll be in the afternoon if you do the 10 o'clock class on Thursday. So make sure you get signed up. It's free. Let me say it again. It's free. Let me say it again. It's free. No cost. You come on with me for an hour and a half. I'll teach you about the Hebrew calendar. We're going to get you ready for Nisan. I'm going to share with you a key to live in the realms of the Ascension. And then we're going to talk about it. It's my apostolic network. And Adam and I in our Glory Road community, this is our way of connecting with leaders. We connect with them all over the world. You're going to meet people from all different parts of the world. It's a great time just to come on and to chat with folks, get to know them, and also have an opportunity to connect with us as well. So it's a community that I get to meet with you every single month. All right, listen, you're blessed, you're highly favored, you're the head, not the tail, you're above and not beneath, you'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. God loves you intently, and he is a great, great God, and he wants you to know his greatness and his goodness. And remember, he's the God of the promised land, not the God of Egypt, and he's bringing you into the promised land. All right, we'll see you next week. Be blessed.